Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Ms. Reddy. Thank you for calling. We can be reached at 310-982-4126. Tonight, I would like to talk about friends and what it takes to be a friend. A simple word as a friend. We have a few rules on this show. You cannot curse or use vulgar language. I ask that you all please put your phones on mute so that we will not hear the background noises. Thank you. Hello. How are you all on tonight?
I'm good.
Okay, thank you all. Tell me the definition of a friend, please, and thank you.
A friend is someone that you can share your problems with. They understand you no matter what. They understand you better than the person that you meet. A friend is someone that has your back on the condition no matter what y'all go through. Friend is someone that feels you hold off that day. Friend is someone that feeds you when you're hungry. Friend is someone that'll wipe your teeth off. Friend is someone that loves another person unconditionally.
Okay. I appreciate you for saying that. What's your name?
My name is Rio.
Okay. Thank you for calling. I have another caller online at 8728. Hello, caller. How are you?
What's up? This is Doughboy.
Hey, Doughboy. Thank you for calling Street Talk. How are you tonight?
I'm all right. And how are you?
I'm great. We're talking about what it takes to be a friend. What is your definition of a friend?
Loyalty, dedication. You know, that when a friend needs a lit, somebody listen to talk to him, you know what I'm saying, in that moment of need.
Okay, I accept that. What does the Bible say about being a friend?
What does the Bible say about being a friend?
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Well, let me look that up. How you doing that, man? Let me look that up, man. Give me a few moments. Whoa.
Okay, don't worry about the Bible right now. Tell me what y'all think.
Give me a few minutes. I happen to be at church while we're speaking, man.
Okay, that's great. I know that in the Bible.
3:15. Well, I'll listen to you.
Hold on just a second.
Is that okay?
I'll go ahead and leave the show. Okay. It says, read this for me, Jada, please.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's an example of true friendship between David and Saul's son, Jonathan, who, in spite of his father, Saul's pursuit of David and attempt to kill him, stood by his friend. You will find that story in 1 Samuel chapter 18 through chapter 20. Some pertinent passages are 1 Samuel 18, 1 through 4.
12 passages. Well, I got somebody bringing me one.
Hold on just a second.
We had one.
Okay.
I agree with you on that.
Go ahead and talk, Doughboy. Go ahead and talk, please. And thank you.
I say I totally agree with you on that.
Okay. Read in your Bible what it says about a friend.
Hello. Ooh, it's hot in here. Hello, Ready, you still here? Ready. Hello, host. Host, are you still here? Hello?
Hello, Dobar, are you still there? Hello, I'm sorry. We're having technical difficulties. I have a caller at 7673. Introduce yourself, please, and thank you.
Real talking, brother.
Okay. We're talking about what is a friend to you? What is your definition of a friend? Hello? Do I have any callers for tonight?
I'm still here, Ready. Ready.
Hello, my name is Julio. My definition of a friend is someone that's loving, someone that cares for another person, someone that will give a person the clothes off their back, someone that will pray with you when in times that you need prayer. A friend is someone who is finds in you. You know what I'm saying? That understands you. Nobody else understands you. A friend is someone who loves you through thick and thin. You know what I'm saying? No matter what y'all go through, they still love you at the end of the day. When it's all said and done, at the end of the day, they still love you. That's my definition of a true friend.
Okay, I agree with that. I believe that is a great definition of a friend.
I believe my definition of a friendship is somebody that's going to be there to listen to you when you're going through something, somebody that's going to help you when you're in need. Somebody's not going to judge you no matter what you're going through, no matter what you do. They always going to be there for you no matter what.
Hello, my name is Joshua. My definition of a friend is a person that keep it real with you. They don't sugarcoat nothing with you. They let you know what the deal is. They don't hold nothing back. Like, nothing. If you want the truth and you want to tell your friend, ask them to tell you the truth about something, they'll tell you the truth right off the bat. No questions asked. A1, day one. From the ground to the A1. A, B, C, D. Yeah. Friend. Yeah, you man. Pick up the slack. There ain't no one around. Just like your footstep. Portrait. I'm not good at things like this, but hey, we're back on this thing. Friendship. I got some down one, A1 people. I feel like friendship. That knows. When I need, when I don't think I need, that's a friend. Deep.
So that's the definition of a friend for some people. I'm curious to know what is a friend for other people. I'm trying to see if we have any callers. Hold on just a second.
Okay, we got a couple of callers. Hello, how are y'all on tonight? This is Ready. I have a caller at 7673. How are you on tonight? Hello? Okay. Nobody wants to talk on tonight. That's fine. Just listen. A friend is someone that loves, that cares, that's not hard, that just generous. A friend talks to you when nobody else will. Nobody else cares. Someone that's going to be there for you no matter what. A friend doesn't lie. A friend doesn't cheat. A friend doesn't steal. A friend doesn't do any of those things. And in the world on today, we have a whole lot of people that do a whole lot of different things. When we speak about friends today, a lot of people back down and they do not wish to share. They don't talk, they don't speak, they don't listen. They're quick to judge. They're quick to talk about one another. They're quick to raise their voices. They're quick to argue. They're quick to do all kind of things. Everybody feel let down. Everybody feel like nobody cares.
All right.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. You can talk. Go ahead. Doughboy, go ahead and talk. Okay. College drop. That's fine. Do y'all want to talk?
But, like, nowadays, nobody don't know what a friend is. Like, people claim to be a friend, and they'll do anything to you. Sit there and listen to your problems just to talk about you and leave. Nobody understands what true friendship is these days.
Okay. So what can we do to be a good friend to one another?
Just lend a helping hand when you see somebody in need, or, you know, learn how to not judge people by how they are in their life and how they live their life. Just live your life and learn to help those that you see that need help whenever you can.
I agree. I totally agree. Okay.
what do you feel like God would think, Willie? What do you think that God thinks highly of from your personal?
Well, I don't think he thinks highly of, you know, today's people and their friendship today. Like, he thinks highly of people that show no judgment and will still help anyone who's in need and be there for someone to talk to them whenever they just need somebody.
Have you ever encountered a friendship with someone that required you to be a true friend and know what it feels like to be a true friend in need?
All my life, but that's how I live my life. Anybody that I come in contact with, no matter what the way they live their life or how they are, if I feel like they need me and I can help, I'm going to be there no matter what. And I'm going to be there to listen to them if they need somebody to talk to. And I try my best to do whatever I can to help them get over whatever hump they've been through. And it also shows you something, gives you a perspective of how other people are. You know what I'm saying? Like, your problems aren't bigger than nobody. Everybody goes through something.
Yeah. Everybody do go through something at some point in time in their life. And that's fine. But being a friend, you know how to handle things.
Right.
How to share, care.
Love.
Love, talk.
Right.
Don't judge.
Listen.
Listen. That's a beautiful word that you just used right there. Listen. Two ears, one mouth.
Right.
So just listen.
Right.
Why do you think we have two ears instead of two mouths?
I can't say. I mean, in my perspective, I just say, you know, like, you need to listen because you never know what you hear. Everybody has a story. Everybody knows something. Like, nobody knows everything. So when you listen, you learn something.
Just simply having a friend is a good thing. We have a couple of callers online. Hello, how are you all tonight?
Hi, I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. Yeah. Caller at 8728, how are you on tonight? Hello? Somebody's just sitting here on the phone. Okay, that's fine. What do you think that is going on in the real world on tonight about being a friend? Why can't people just be your friend instead of lying and cheating and stuff?
Because people are for themselves. You look out for yourself at the end of the day. So whatever you got to do to get by, that's what you're going to do. People don't realize that. Well, maybe they do realize, they just don't care, like, because they for themselves.
Okay. In Proverbs, it says, a friend loves at all times. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. It says the issues here is that in order to have a friend, one must be a friend. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. What does that mean to you? Do anybody have a clue?
Do we want to talk about tonight on Street Talk? What does it mean? An enemy multiplies by kisses. Talk to me tonight. An enemy multiplies by kisses. People go through that every day. What does it mean to you? Tell me, what does it mean to you?
Probably means, you know what I'm saying, person, words can make you an enemy. When they're speaking about a kiss, it can probably be a person of words. You know what I'm saying? Words out of people's mouths make enemies every day. And people don't realize that it's complete.
Okay, so if you feel like it means that, then talk to me. Tell me something. Say something about a friend. Have you encountered a friendship where you?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about your friendship. Do you have friends? Okay, tell me about your friends. Tell me what it takes to have a good friend. What does it mean to have a good friend? Talk to me. Tell me.
A good friend is someone who knows to look out for you no matter what you're going through. Whether it be you being homeless, whether it be you being hungry, whether it be you getting jumped on by a bunch of people, whether it be you going to jail and they there to get you out. I mean, a friend covers a lot of bases in a lot of areas. A friend is someone who scratches your back when you scratch their back. That's how it's supposed to be. You know, but times have changed. A lot of people say they're your friends when they really your enemy. So, and it's been like that since the beginning of time with friendship. You know, it ain't nothing new about that. But a friend, a real friend, is someone that loves you when it's all said and done at the end of the day. When y'all done went through everything together, at the end of that day, if that person still love for you, I mean, they love you. You should cherish them while they still here. You know, I've heard people say, give people their roses while they still here. That's real. Why give a person their roses when they gone? They ain't even enjoy it. They can't see them. You know, so now we're giving their roses while they here.
That's okay, what do you mean by roses? Show me.
Roses is the last thing. Roses is sin. Roses is roses is feeding one when they're hungry, like I said. Roses are in a person not having nothing. You know what I'm saying? They know, turn around and have you back in their corner. Roses also be the one to go out of the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody else have a clue what a friend is? Talk to me on tonight. I want to know. Don't sound like anybody has friends on tonight. Do y'all have friends? 3657, do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I sure
tell
do.
Me tell me a little bit about your friend.
Well, my friend, I feel like you, regardless, we might not talk all the time, but if I really need to talk or if I really need something and I call my friend will be there for me. Or if my friend called me and I don't care if it's my last, you might need something, then I'm going to give it. And it's not all about just giving and taking, but being there for somebody, like something wrong. You know, friends, most of the time, if you're a real friend, you know, I mean, this might be small to some people. It might mean some, might not. Most of your real friends, you know, they call your mama, mom and daddy, stuff like that. Somebody that's close to you, to where your kids, you know, a child can feel stuff too. And a child, you know, if your child, you know, all right with that person and they know that this person is not good for you or they don't feel like that's your friend, then it, you know, in so many ways,
you know, you kind of listen to your child, you know. Well, I'm saying mostly like younger children because, you know, older children, look, they might see something you don't see. And then a friend, for instance, like I'm speaking on one of on my friends. It was a time that I was going through something and I had to go places. And my friend, I mean, I hadn't even knew her long and gave me keys to her car back and forth. And if she needed something like for us, kids or whatever, me. I'm telling the truth, I was hustling and doing different stuff like that. Then if I can get it, I'm going to get it. You know, I don't care if you ain't got it. And if something we need to do, I'm going to go get it, come back with it. My friend can count on me for stuff like that.
Okay. I understand what you're saying clearly. Any situations with your friends where you feel like your friends love you a lot?
Huh? Say that again.
Tell me a little bit about love. Yeah, love.
Love. It's got a lot. I think that has a lot to do with. In so many ways, trusting or understanding, you know, you might not always agree on things, you know, friends disagree, you know, to agree, but in the end, you know, once you get it over, you may have a misunderstanding with your friend, but later on down the line, if that's your real friend, y'all will be talking again, and, you know, you'll understand, you know, you might. I always feel, sometimes you feel like you're right, sometimes you're disagreeing. But you're going to always, if that's your friend, I'm always able to talk to you, you know?
Hey, I understand it. I understand it clearly. I don't think I have any. Is in the whole wide world, but I have a friend in God. I do believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
That's one friend that everybody needs, and that he'll never let you down. He'll never lie to you. He'll never cheat on you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never hurt you, period. Friends will make you do things and make you feel things, make you jump, make you go through hoops, all kind of stuff. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? This is street talk, not the law, not the lobby. It's free to talk, free to speak, free to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the truth. Caring, loving. Nobody, nobody cares anymore. Everybody feels somebody owes them something at some point in time. Nobody's free to do things without money. Everybody feels like owes them something. Talk. Tell them, talk. Loosen up, talk. Yeah. Talk about sacrifice. You said good word right there. Sacrifice. What does sacrifice
go without something or give up something to help something? You know, they like.
Okay, Tim, sure. Hey. My brother's keeper. Bing. Thank you. Talk. Keep going.
You might have ate breakfast that morning. You don't know when the last time they ate, so you'll give up your food that day to see someone else. You'll give your last food to y'all. No matter what, because that's what you're supposed to do. I've been in situations where I had nothing, and I had nobody to come to my room, but I found people that did come to my room. Some relationships don't work out because God put people in your life for a reason. And just for that reason, you need to and you're supposed to do all that you can to help that person and do whatever you can give of yourself freely. They go together. I feel like the reason that you need something out of place in life to get things that want their duty. That, you know what I'm saying? If you don't realize that what the reason that person is there for you for, he's going to make a way for that person to leave your life, whether it's good or bad.
Right?
He's been bringing back. Him or her.
That's great. I love that. So, I mean, like, people these days get mad and be all, you know, hateful and hate-filled towards people that, like, not only that, even people of God, you know, they just don't see the error in their ways. They... For the day, you know, what's going on, and they don't look outside the box and realize know, like, look for somebody. They just, you get what's going on right in front of you. And if you do that all the time, you can't step back and just look at stuff, then you're always going to miss.
I love it. I love what that is. That was it. It came hard. But I've been waiting for somebody to say, that's great. Keep going. I have a couple of callers online at 7673. Say hello. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Also on tonight. Say hello. I have a caller at 3657. Say hello tonight. Hello, caller. You are available. Say hello tonight.
Hello.
How are you? Hello.
Hello.
How do you feel about what's going on in the conversation about friends, and what do you feel is a friend to you, and, you know? What are your views on friendship? Okay, somebody answer the question, please. Invite me. Hello. Hello. I have a lot of calls online. I would like y'all to say hello. I would like to call the last number. Call at 8728.
Hello. Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Yes, hi. How do you feel about friendship? And what is your view on friendship and being a brother's keeper? Do you think that they go hand in hand?
Yes, they can, as long as your friend is as loyal as you are to them.
So what are your views on loyalty? Like, what does it mean to be loyal to you?
You know, I'm like that. Like Tupac said, I'm like my homie called. If my homie called me at 2 o'clock in the morning, he got a dilemma and I can help him with it. I'm going to come help him. I'm not to the bitter end. I believe in friendship is something that's, like when we were kids, people were friends for 20, 30 years. That, you know, when I got a friend that I've been friends with that long, of course, I always consider them my friend. That's my family now. You've been around for too much. We know too much about each other. We ain't just friends. We like family.
You say what?
Yeah. I said, when I have a friend that's been around me for over 10 or 20 years, they're not just my friend anymore. They become like my family.
Okay, so your friends become your family when you hang around them a long time. I agree with you. Tell me a little more about it.
Well, I could say is this. Friendship is just it's somebody you can depend on, a good earth. It's just like when you go to church, you know, you're supposed to have, you can go in and talk to the pastor. Your friend could be more like the therapist. Somebody can talk to you, can talk to you about the negative, the positive, all that. That's a true friend. Somebody that's not going to judge when I'm going through something and I tell them what the problem is, and they're not going to go tell somebody else my problem because I'm going to be the same way with them.
Okay,
that's
I
a
agree.
Real friend.
I agree with you.
Yep. See, remember that on last week I was saying, you know, how people... You know, back in the day when whatever went on in the house stayed in the house. See, and then I was saying that, you know, people are quick to go tell everything to the next door neighbor and Maury Povich and all that. You wonder why your business on the street because you told it to him. One person I believe in that oath, like they're saying in the Bible, I believe in death before dishonor. I ain't going to betray you. You know what I'm saying? You can betray our friendship, but... I'm not gonna leave you. I'm not gonna betray it until you do. You gonna kill our friendship. I won't.
I agree with you on that. A friend is not
I'm not talking about a relationship.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said I don't mean that same way in a relationship. You'll end it before I would.
Okay, I agree with you on that. Caller at 3447. Say hello to Street Talk on tonight. If your phone number ends in 3447, say hello to Street Talk on tonight.
Hello, LaShawn. This is LaShondra. How are you today?
I am fine.
Hello.
I'm
just gonna join in tonight and listen to you all. I just tuned in, so I don't know what you all are discussing, but I will be listening, okay?
That's fine. I put you up on tonight.
Beg your pardon?
We'll talk about friendship on tonight.
Okay. Well, I'm going to mute it so you can't hear my background, and I'm just going to listen, okay?
Okay, I appreciate you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello. Hello, caller. How are you all tonight? Tell me a little bit more about your friendship, Jada.
Well, I have only a couple friendships that I feel that are true friendships. They're just a couple people that have been there for me, and they haven't judged me in any way, just open arms, welcomed me into their life, and helped me along the way. I've helped them, so I feel like that's what a true friendship is. I've talked a lot of people that have claimed to be friends, and whenever they don't feel like you benefit them any longer, you know, the friendship ends. So nowadays I feel like that's what friendships are to people, just
benefits
to that person, and whenever you don't benefit them any longer, you're no longer needed in their life.
Wow. A lot of people feel that way nowadays. And that's unfair.
Not fair. Not fair at all. It's bad.
That's very bad.
People are supposed to love people no matter what, you know. No one is supposed to be beneficial to you. You're just supposed to love and care for one another just from the bottom of your heart, no matter what.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And if you can, let it take the hand, then do that, but not expect something in return.
Okay, keyword, expect something
in return.
People feel like you have to owe them something if they do something for you.
Right.
That's not right.
It's not right at all.
That's not what the Bible teaches you.
Mm-mm.
They teach you to do things
wholeheartedly,
with your whole heart, because God is love. He loves each and every one of us as a whole person.
Right.
God is love.
You say,
continue.
I don't know. I try to live my life according to what I feel is right. I don't expect anybody to do anything for me. I expect people to do what they say, but I don't expect nobody to do something for me just because I did something for them.
Okay, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the way you're supposed to live your life. And you're free. You feel good about that, right?
It makes me feel good.
Okay, have you ever encountered a situation where you went all the way out of your way for someone, and at the end of the day, they didn't thank you? Have you ever went through that?
Yeah, I've had a lot of people that, you know, when I've had places to stay, I've let them come stay with me, and they didn't give me no rent.
Okay.
Like they said they would. Or,
but do you feel like they owe you that?
No, I don't think.
They don't owe you anything.
I don't feel like they owe me anything because I did what I was supposed to do.
Out of love, right? Out of love.
Out of love. I seen somebody that needed a place to stay, and I gave them a place to stay. And that's all that I was expected to do. So whether they help me or not, that doesn't matter. That's their cross to bear.
That's their situation.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't feel any type of way at the end of the day because I helped someone.
And you know that who's in charge?
God's in charge.
And he's looking at who?
Me.
Each and every one of us. And if we carry
ourselves
according to the Bible, then we know that we will feel way better than what we feel
if we do things against
the grain.
Right.
Have you ever went against the grain in your life?
What do you mean by against
the grain? Have any of the callers went against the grain in their life? Caller at 7673. Have you ever went against the grain? 3657. Have you ever went against the grain?
Not as I know of.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
You talk about me?
Yes.
Hello.
We were talking about friendship and talking about going against the grain. And I said, tell me a little bit about yourself on tonight. Being a friend.
Okay. Well, I was in a car wreck. And at first, I don't think they didn't know where I was. And then when I was found, I believe it was somebody that I called. It was my daughter and a few of my friends. They found me, and they wanted to, I don't know if they was exactly how it went, because I don't remember a lot, but what it was told to me, they wanted to pull the plug on me, and all of that, and because of my daughter and her friend, they wouldn't let that happen. And I'm not saying I owe that person, but I appreciate that person, and I always will. I never forget that, no matter what. That's somebody that was there for me and would come and see me when I was in a nursing home. I had to be in a hospital for 6 months. I had to be in a nursing home for 6 months. And I feel like they were there for me. I've stayed with them before, and I've also let people live with me. You know what I'm saying? And I've been locked up before, and, you know, mail mean a lot. You know, I don't care if it was one time you get a letter from somebody, you appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? And
I do.
Huh?
I do understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
And you know, like, and my kids look up to quite a few people that I deal with, you know what I'm saying? And I have friends that she's maybe not so close to, but I am, you know what I'm saying? And being in my situation, being I told you I was in a car wreck, I don't get out that much. And I don't, you know, right now, it's a lot, you know, that I haven't talked about to my friend or whoever. But I just, I don't know. But, I mean, I plan on starting doing a little more pretty soon, because I'm finally getting stuff back to where it was. But at first, I had everything. I had to almost start from scratch to get my stuff back together, starting back going as far as stuff that I really need. You know what I'm saying? So I do stay to myself, like something like that. But I still feel like I have a friend. I have a few friends. I still feel like that. You know, because I mean, I care. I don't know how they feel, but I care. I always will. Because they have been up to me in more ways than one. So you know, I'm an appreciative person. I do appreciate, you know, things that they have done for me. You know, and I will go out my way to do stuff too. And the most of the ones that know, they'll tell you, I will. You know. So,
good to have a friend. It feels great to have a friend. Caller, what's that? How are you? Hello, caller at 3447. How are you tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. What did you ask me, Michelle?
I said, how are you on tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, Rivera. You just thought I'd call in and see what you were discussing tonight. I see that you're talking about having friends and friendship, and I am one to agree that a friend loves at all times. A friend is always there for you, and in today's society, you don't find that many people who are willing to take on that role in your life. They are either there to use you or find to see what they can get from you and then leave you. But a true friend, as the lady said, just stated, is there all the time for you. I appreciate her freedom for taking care of her when she went through what she went through. Her 6 months in recovery, her 6 months in the nursing home, and the person stood by her, I think that person can be commended as being a true friend. And I think that's what friends is all about. Now, there are people that come to your life for a season of time to help you through things, and then they might God might remove them or they move on, but a friend stays forever.
Right.
Okay. Forever. Yeah. You know, I have friends that I talk to maybe once or twice or a month or every 3 months or every 6 months, but I can always call on them and say, hey, I need you this, I need you that. Or they can call me and say, I was thinking about you. Do you need something? Or what can I do for you? What can I pray for you for? And that's the kind of people that I love having in my life, that, you know, no matter what, and if you don't talk to them, they still there for you. If you do talk to them, they still there for you. So that's what you call a true friend, and I love that about those kind of people. And I never try to use them. It's because some people these days, they just use you up. They'll use you. You're my friend. Yeah, I'm your friend, but I'm not here for you to use me. I'm here to be here for you. And then they don't ever want, you know, to reciprocate what you've done for them. If you call them, girl, I need 5 cents. Oh, I ain't got 5 cents today. If you don't want out on a limb for them, they can go out on a limb for you. But you got them people that won't do it, but they always expect for you to do it. But I try not to deal with them kind of people. I love everybody, but I have to have boundaries with that kind of friendship. Okay. That's my take tonight.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You think you have God with that kind of friendship?
Yeah. Okay, I didn't understand the question.
No, I said you have to have God with that kind of friendship.
Yeah, you have to have boundaries with that kind of friendship. You know, you love them, and if you can do what you can do for them, you do it. If not, you know, you do it. Tell them you can't. But you know, if they not always trying to get something from you, they're not gonna mess with you a whole lot anyway. Once you start saying no.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So they're gonna leave you alone. They're gonna leave you be. But I do try to pick the boundaries, you know, for those type of people.
Okay. We have everyone is calling on tonight, and I want to let y'all know that a friend is a friend no matter what. A friend is something that's precious, that's kind, that's loving. Okay, my big answer for this tonight is the Lord Jesus Christ gave us the definition of a true friend. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friend. You are my friend. If you do, I no longer call you servant because a servant does not know his master's business. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Okay.
Are y'all listening?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's go. I have called you my friends for everything that I have learned from my father, I have made known to you. That is in John 15:13-15. Jesus is the pure example of a true friend, for he laid down his life for his friend. What is more, anyone may become his friend by trusting in him as his personal savior, being born again and receiving new life in him. Thank y'all for calling on tonight.
Amen. Okay,
call next Friday.
Okay.
Thank y'all for calling. Remember, God is in love. Thank you all for calling.
Amen. Thank you for having me. All right. Take it easy. Have a good one. Good
y'all
night.
Too.
Good. Wow.
Bye bye.